News.
It's 22 degrees and cloudy. I'm Kathleen Cleaver with 91X News. Quinte West residents may be in for an address change, but not for a while. Reporter Jennifer Bowman explains what the change would mean.
Canada Post proposed an address change for
all rural residents to Quinte West Council on Monday night. It's a change some council members say they wanted 11 years ago. That change would mean anyone living in a town would keep their current address, but those outside of town would get a Quinte West address. That means anyone with a rural route number in their mailing address would change their address from the current town to Quinte West. Mayor John Williams says a change won't happen right now, but council will probably consider it within the next 2 months. Jennifer Bowman, QNET News, Quinte West.
Advance polls for the Ontario election open today and will be open until September 30th. The location of these polls can be found on the back of your voter cards. A list is also available on Elections Ontario website. Advance polls provide another way for people to vote if they can't do so on Election Day. Dalton McGuinty visited Belleville's Kellogg's plant this morning to celebrate the addition of a new production line. The line created 48 new jobs and will add production of two new cereals, Kashi Heart to Heart and Bran Buds. McGuinty says he's pleased and proud to be partnering with the plant and that the new investment is a sign of confidence in the province. He also says that job growth contributes to the healthcare system. Inflation in Canada rose above the Bank of Canada's comfort level last month as higher prices for gasoline and food pushed the rate up 4 notches to 3.1%. Michael Gregory, senior economist with the Bank of Montreal, says it's not a huge concern because the increase was fueled by a shift in costs of things like electricity and insurance that don't change very frequently.
Yes, it's a little bit worrisome, so I'm not that worried at all about whether the underlying trends have really changed at all.
Gregory says the higher inflation rate might normally start the central bank thinking about raising interest rates, but that's not likely given the rash of warnings about a slowing Canadian and global economy. The College of Family Physicians will issue a report today calling for every person in Canada to have a personal family doctor by 2020. The college wants family practices to serve as the patient's medical home. Physicians say they like what they see in primary care networks in Alberta, family health teams in Ontario, and family medicine groups in Quebec. At least 3 people are dead and 16 wounded after Yemeni government forces fired mortars at thousands of mourners in the capital of Sana'a. The mourners were gathered for funeral prayers for anti-government protesters killed by Yemeni forces. This is the sound of the wounded being treated at a makeshift hospital in Sana'a. That's 91X News to 303. Here's Carl Ayette with sports.
2 games underway on a busy day in the majors. The Yankees can clinch their 16th postseason berth in 17th season in the Bronx, where New York is hosting Tampa Bay in Game 1 of a doubleheader. The Yankees are down 2-1 in the 5th. Cincinnati is home to the Houston Astros in the other afternoon game. Later, the Toronto Blue Jays try to bounce back from a 10-6 loss to the LA Angels at the Rogers Center. The Oakland Athletics have reached an agreement on a 3-year contract to keep Bob Melvin as their permanent manager. The 49-year-old Melvin took over in an interim capacity for the fired Bob Guerin in June and has a 42-49 record since. Mike Modano announced on his Facebook page that he is retiring. Modano is the NHL's all-time leading scorer among American players. The 41-year-old spent last season with the Detroit Red Wings after playing 20 seasons for the Dallas Stars and Minnesota North Stars franchise, which drafted him first overall in 1988. Representative of NTNB owners and players will meet twice this week, perhaps only days before training camps would have to be postponed without the new labor deal. Commissioner David Stern, Union Executive Billy Hunter, and other top negotiators would rejoin the talks for another meeting tomorrow. Former light heavyweight champion Mauricio Shogun Rua will take on Strikeforce title holder Dan Anderson in the main event of UFC 139 in San Jose. The November 19th card at the HP Pavilion will also feature middleweight bout between former Strikeforce champion Kong Lee and veteran Brazilian Wanderlei Silva. The 40-year-old Anderson stopped Russian star Fedor Emelianenko in July in the last fight of his Strikeforce contract. That's sports. Here's Captain Fever with 91X weather.
Today, mainly cloudy, high 23. Tonight, cloudy, showers beginning this evening and ending overnight. Risk of thunderstorms, low 17. Tomorrow, cloudy, clearing in the afternoon, high 23. It's 22 degrees. I'm Kathleen Cleaver with Carl Ayette. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fn. News next at 4 o'clock.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.